ears. My ears feel like they are slowly mutating. Sometimes I wonder if ultrasonic parasites have begun growing in them as a result of the resonant experiments. Or maybe the implanted augmentations are just acting up again. I think a new ear is starting to protrude from the back of my head, slightly above the neck. By my count, this makes 9 total. It's hard to hear any one thing when you hear everything. Slur of universe skewed across time, chugging along and reverberating down the hollow tunnel of the hacked hole, somewhere in the deep distance of dead light. My ears are hungry. They want to eat all the sound. But then there would only be silence. The pain in my ears, eyes, throat, speak fire, hear nothing, burn everything. A silent black tongue that singes with its kiss of gasping poison sea. The final ear is still growing. Healing? Hearing everything on mute, the static screen lingers like a ghost amplified, tuned with eyes to a perfect pitch, hollow, the crackle of cinder muffled in the distance, it collapses into ashes, a shell breaking to free its inhabitant under the foot of some strange local demigod. The stream of the iron across the data backbone of our world as a shrill, ever-changing symphony unheard. Sensation is returning, like the floodgates of rivers of lux-infused tears of virgins opened for the first time in eons. I am free in seeing that I have been operating on less than half capacity for far too long. I am man with many missions, and I shall see them through. My assignments are delicate, detailed, and pivotal to the integrity through which they were forged. At Hapicetus Anvil already conjoined the complex orchestral masterpiece of infinite omniverse pulses and swirl in ever-changing motion. And I sit at their control board, spider fingers caressing the buttons, encircling the rheostats, adjusting the perimeters to my specifications. My ears have birthed something terrible and